My family has been with the Salvation Army for quite some time. I'm a fifth generation Salvationist, which goes back five generations. So I know the Army pretty well. My grandparents, they retired as Salvation Army officers. They actually were stationed in Alaska. I can't remember exactly where. My cousins, the second cousins, the Clarks, they actually were stationed here in Petersburg quite a few years ago. So having some family, being a part of the Salvation Army, really helps with the understanding of what the Salvation Army does.
And it was a natural calling for you?
I was called at a young age. I would be acting as if I was preaching when I was younger. My parents were officers, and so I would go behind the podium and act as if I was preaching to a crowd, imagining a crowd out. And then either my parents or most of the time it was my brother or sister would catch me and start making fun of me or whatever. But I even knew then that God had called me to be a Salvation Army pastor.
And how about you, Misty? Is it also in your family?
No, it's not. Actually, I didn't come to the Army until I started dating John, and that was in 2008.
Yeah.
So however many years that is.
About six-ish?
Six-ish. Okay. Sounds good. I came to the Army through dating him.
And Petersburg is your first station, is it called? Or
appointment.
Appointment,
yeah.
Okay. And how does it work that you get, do you get to choose to come here, or how does it work?
We did not get to choose to come here.
Okay.
And I think that God works in miraculous ways, because had we been given the choice, we probably wouldn't have chosen here. But already in the short time we've been here, I can see why, you know, how God works in ways that we think that you know, we'd be better someplace else. But God's like, nope, I got the perfect place for you. And so it's been really good.
Yeah, I don't know how Misty feels, but we haven't been here, 2 weeks? And I already feel like we're home. You know, this is where we live, and we're getting to know the community, and it's a beautiful place to be.
And you replaced the Fankhausers, who just left after a couple of years here in town. And I imagine, what are you, learning the ropes and learning what the organization is like in Petersburg, or...?
Yeah, it's a fun ride. There's lots of questions. The nice thing is, because we're lieutenants and fresh out of training school, we can ask questions, and when we do something silly, we can say, oh, I'm sorry, I'm just a lieutenant, which is kind of something they told us that we would be able to do. But it's just the whole division, the Alaska division through the Salvation Army, is very warm and welcoming, and they're willing to answer all the silly questions we have and never make it feel like they're silly questions to us. So we've got a lot to learn still, but we feel like, well, I feel like we've got a pretty good support system behind
us.
Yeah,
definitely.
As far as programs and services, are they going to continue what have been happening? Are there new things planned, or what's on tap?
Yeah, absolutely. We right now we are still doing our social services from 10 to 1. In a couple next week, we will be closed for a week. Wednesday to Wednesday. That's just because we have a training. We'll still be open for Sunday service and Sunday school. But because we have a training in Anchorage that we're going to. But other than that, yeah, we've already started to work with the state commodities program to get all the paperwork signed to continue that program as well.
And what else should we let people know about you guys or the... organization here in town?
For us, we do have a 14-year-old daughter.
Okay. Yeah.
Her name is Lily, and she will be joining us on August 5th. She's a pretty amazing kid. I know I'm pretty biased, but she's a pretty amazing kid.
She's pretty cool.
She's very much a part, likes to be a part of community, and likes to be the helping hand for anything. She's acts shy, but she's not. For the organization as a whole, I think just for us, from our point of view, is that our purpose is to be a part of this community and help it grow and develop the best way possible. And so we want to be involved in as much as we can, and in as much opportunities that are out there that people want help. We are willing to help. We want to jump in and be a part of it. We want to make the community a better place. It's already beautiful. I don't know how much better it can be, but anybody's got ideas, we're ready to jump in and help.